A Brooklyn judge today dismissed disorderly conduct charges against one of 28 people arrested outside Brooklyn's 73rd precinct last fall during a protest rally against the police department's stop and frisk practices. 12 others arrested that day had their cases adjourned until early next year. The protest demonstration was part of an ongoing wave of nonviolent acts of civil disobedience against stop and frisk, an effort initiated by Princeton professor Cornel West and Carl Dix of the Revolutionary Communist Party. Shortly after today's court hearing, Dix, who is a defendant in the case, spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
What was at stake this morning is that 12 of the remaining 13 stop-and-frisk protesters from the protest at the 73rd Precinct in Brownsville in November of 2011 were in court today on charges of disorderly conduct for that protest. Before our cases went on, the 13th protester, who had defended himself and his trial had been severed and gone forward before ours, heard the verdict in his case. And the verdict was that the court granted his motion to dismiss the charges against him because the prosecution had failed to prove that he had committed the violation of disorderly conduct, so he was cut loose. Mm-hmm. Then the other 12 of us put forward a motion that in the interest of justice, our cases should also be dismissed. The judge would not dismiss the other 12 cases. And then we said we wanted to see the court's written decision in dismissing the one case. And the judge said, I don't have it finished yet, and I want to get it right because I expect the prosecution's going to appeal his dismissal of their case. Mm-hmm. So he adjourned our cases till February so we'd get a chance to see that decision and proceed accordingly. He would not move on our motions to dismiss. He said, I think that would be premature until he saw what the prosecution was going to do. And this is another of those cases where they actually had no case against us. Because in the Brownsville protest, the police would not allow us to get even to the police precinct. They stopped us 20 to 25 feet short of the precinct door and threatened to arrest us if we didn't disperse. We responded we had done nothing wrong, and they responded by arresting us. And then we have court dates of, I think, February 7th and the 14th.
Do you feel optimistic for the rest of you that at least in one case the charges have been dismissed?
Well, we're optimistic. We also understand that the prosecution is going to appeal, and there's going to be an attempt to not only reinstate the case that was thrown out, but to carry forward in our cases, because we have hit on something that the authorities don't want to back away on. You know, Mayor Bloomberg, Police Chief Kelly, and others among the powers that be are doubling down on stop and frisk, not backing away. Mm-hmm. And we, by the same token, are not going to back away either. In fact, we're going to go forward not only fighting these cases, but go back on the offensive against stop and frisk.
Do you feel that with the attention that you're bringing to this, that there might be a reconsideration on the part of city officials, or at least in terms of public opinion?
What we really want to bring about is a transformation of whether or not the public in New York will accept this. Because when we moved out on it, there was court cases, there were people lobbying officials. We felt what needed to happen, that this was an unjust, illegitimate, racist policy, stop and frisk, and that people needed to act to put that on society's front burner. It has moved there, and much more opposition, resistance, and condemnation has been brought forward. And we want to continue doing that. We're going to launch what we call a nationwide Bear Witness project that will collect stories of people who've been abused by law enforcement. And that will not only be about stop and frisk, but it'll be about people being warehoused in prison, the racially targeted mass incarceration, the formerly incarcerated being discriminated against after, you know, they've been released, the whole ball game, because mass incarceration is not only a new Jim Crow, a new form of social control, I view it as a slow genocide aimed at Black and Latino people. And we have a benefit that's going to be held tomorrow evening, Thursday, December 6th, at 6:30 p.m. at the St. Augustine's Church. That's 290 Henry Street in Lower Manhattan. The F train to the East Broadway stop will get you there. We're going to party. We're going to celebrate our victories, assess where we're at in the battle of stop and frisk, and take on mass incarceration overall and plot the way forward. And we invite all of the listeners of WBAI to come out and be a part of that celebration, assessment, and planning the way forward.
Carl Dix is with the Revolutionary Communist Party and is among those charged with disorderly conduct in the case. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.